كيف يكون للمشركين عهد عند الله وعند رسوله إلا الذين عاهدتم عند المسجد الحرام فما استقاموا لكم فاستقيموا لهم إن الله يحب المتقين.
How can there be a covenant with those who associate others with Allah in His divinity, be binding upon Allah and His Messenger, excepting those with whom you made a covenant near the sacred mosque? Behave in a straight manner with them, so long as they behave with you in a straight manner, for Allah loves the God-fearing, excepting those with whom you made a covenant near the sacred mosque. This alludes to the Kinana, Khuzaha and Thamra tribes.
كيف وإن يظهروا عليكم لا يرقبوا فيكم إلا ولا ذمة يرضونكم بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون.
How can there be any covenant with the other polytheists? For were they to prevail against you, they will respect neither kinship nor agreement. They seek to please you with their tongues, while their hearts are averse to you, and most of them are wicked.
اشتروا بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا فصدوا عن سبيله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون.
They have sold the revelations of Allah for a paltry price and have firmly hindered people from His path. Evil indeed is what they have done.
لا يرقبون في مؤمن إلا ولا ذمة وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُعْتَدُونَ.
They neither have any respect for kinship nor for agreement in respect of the believers. Such are indeed transgressors.
فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَنُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
But if they repent and establish prayer and give zakah, they are your brothers in faith. Thus do we expound our revelations to those who know. They are your brothers in faith. This reiterates the statement that if the repentance of the unbelievers is not accompanied by the establishment of prayers and the payment of zakah, then they would not be considered as part of the Islamic fraternity merely on the grounds of their repentance. But if they fulfill the requisite conditions, it would no longer be permissible for Muslims to fight against them, and their lives and properties would become sacred. Moreover, they would be entitled to enjoy equal rights in the Islamic society. They would be treated like other Muslims in all social and legal matters. Also, they would not be discriminated against in any way, nor would any obstacles be placed before them to impede their progress in achieving what they might be capable of achieving.
وَإِن نَكَثُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ بعد عهدهم وطعنوا في دينكم فقاتلوا أئمة الكفر إنهم لا أيمان لهم لعلهم ينتهون.
But if they break their pledges after making them and attack your faith, make war on the leaders of unbelief, that they may desist, for they have no regard for their pledged words. For they have no regard for their pledged words. Pledges here mean their acceptance of Islam and their oath of allegiance to it. What it implies is that if, having accepted Islam, they commit apostasy, the Muslims should make war on them in dealing with apostates. Abu Bakr acted on the directive set forth in this verse.
ألا تقاتلون قوما نكثوا أيمانهم وهموا بإخراج الرسول وهم بدأوكم أول مرة أتخشونهم فالله أحق أن تخشوه إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Will you not fight against those who broke their pledges and did all they could to drive the messenger away and initiated hostilities against you? Do you fear them? Surely, Allah has greater right that you should fear Him if you are true believers.
قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين.
Make war on them. Allah will chastise them through you and will humiliate them. He will grant you victory over them and will soothe the bosoms of those who believe.
وَيُذْهِبْ غَيْظَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And will remove rage from their hearts and will enable whomsoever He wills to repent. Allah is all-knowing, all wise, and will enable whomsoever He wills to repent. The Muslims were apprehensive that the Prophet's annulment of an agreement would enrage the polytheists and plunge the land into a bloodbath. God assured them that their fear was misplaced and that the outcome would be contrary to what they apprehended.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَا رَسُولِهِ وَلَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيجَةً وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Do you imagine that you will be spared without being subjected to any test? Know well that Allah has not yet determined who strove hard in His cause and has not taken any others instead of His messenger and the believers as His trusted allies. Allah is well aware of all that you do.